0. Again, 231-487-0780. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two on this Thursday, January 25th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Bottom line is, according to many Republican state representatives, Michiganders will have to pay higher taxes if Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to achieve her education and housing plans. One thing I didn't talk about, she wants us to spend taxpayer dollars in housing projects. We need more affordable housing. Instead of letting the marketplace take care of it, investors, builders, developers working together to bring new housing projects to local communities. No, the state of Michigan needs to get involved in that. It blows me away, all the things that she thinks she can do as governor that is not in our state's constitution. Absolutely amazing to me. Well, one of those state reps, Jamie Green, I got to meet her face-to-face down in Lansing this past Saturday. She came out with a story prior to the State of the State address. According to a recent report prepared by two prominent Michigan financial experts, revealing that the state of Michigan is getting poorer, and immediate actions are required if we want to see a shift from this worrying trend. While it's not only the state of Michigan to blame for the current economic environment, since we are facing financial struggles both nationally and globally, state leaders should be focused on helping people and making Michigan a better place to live. According to Republican State Representative Jamie Green, things are not shining. And Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democratic leaders are to blame for it. Green called for reducing the cost of living, education improvements, and repairing local roads. Folks, what have I been yelling and screaming for years on this microphone? Roads need to be repaired, deemed to be repaired at the local level. MDOT needs to be eliminated. Those funds for MDOT's budget should be appropriated out based on the number of license plates that are in your county. You got so many people, population factored into it, along with license plates, along with transportation systems and highways. It's a formula that is very simple. Population, number of license plates on the road, and do you have I-75 in your county? Do you have I-94? Do you have 696? Whatever road systems you have in your county, in a formula based on population, the number of people who live there, and people who drive with vehicles, needs to be factored in, and the money is split up, divided up, and the equipment is bid on by these road commissions to buy up every single machine MDOT owns and sell off the airplanes. Well, State Representative Jamie Green agrees with a lot of what I just said. Tuesday, before the State of the State, she put out some goals she thinks the state should have. Reduce the cost of living, improve basic education, repair the roads locally. She said she hears about these issues constantly from her constituents. She hopes the governor will address these important issues in her State of the State address speech on Wednesday last night. Well, guess what, Jamie? She didn't. Last year, the governor and the Democrat majority in the legislature prioritized policies that were pretty divisive. It's time to shift your focus. Prioritize solutions that will make life better for everyone in Michigan. Green pointed out that the cost of living here in Michigan is too high. She also pointed out that, guess what? Michigan's income tax rate is going to go up this year. According to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, along with a judge's opinion, that tax cut that we got from 4.25 to 4.05, well, that was only temporary. When the Republicans and Governor Rick Snyder signed it into law, it was not meant to be a permanent tax cut. It was meant to be a one-year shtick. No. But that's how they interpret it. Why? Because they want taxes to go up. As a result, people now this year will have even less money in their paychecks. Well, Representative Green says she keeps pushing for changes in policies because people are struggling with these higher prices for everything. Utilities, food, gasoline, all their other bills as well. She wanted the governor to talk about it. We don't have a lot of money in our pockets because we're all paying more for groceries, gas, and bills. We all want to hear the governor's ideas on how she's going to make these things more affordable. Did we get that? No. Green goes on to say, moreover, Michigan's education system is falling behind. One example is the state is one of the lowest states in the country for reading scores. 4th graders in the state of Michigan, 70% of them cannot read at the 4th grade level that they're in. What did the Democrats do? They got rid of the law that was on the books that said if a 3rd grader could not read, was not proficient at reading by the 3rd grade, they'd be held back. What did the Democrats do? Repealed that law. No, let's just push them through. Now we're finding out 70% of the 4th grade readers, 4th graders, can't read. Green says we need to get back to basics when it comes to education. State leaders shouldn't be spending time working on environmental justice curriculum when our kids are left behind on the basics. Environmental justice curriculum. Are you kidding me? Let's focus on fundamental education principles like reading, writing, and arithmetic. I envision young individuals seamlessly entering the workforce, securing employment here in Michigan after high school, even if they decide not to pursue a college education. What was Whitmer pushing? Free community college. Green says Governor Whitmer focuses only on the main highways, overlooking many local roads. Green mentioned that local road repairs have been overlooked. With the governor focusing on major highways, last year's budget signed by the governor didn't include any extra funding for local road work. The Republicans, on the other hand, suggested a $1 billion investment in local roads. The Democrats allocated the funds mainly for state highways and projects benefiting their political friends. More than $2 billion was connected to projects like pools, solar farms, zoos, and opera houses. Green said, let's finally fix the bleeping roads once and for all. Instead of all the horse trading that goes on to make sure the governor's political friends, let's get the roads fixed. We need to listen to the experts and use a fair process that prioritizes the worst roads first throughout the entire state. Now, here's the interesting part of this entire story. A Republican bill would drop Michigan's income tax to the lowest level since 2007. Michigan Representative David Martin has introduced House Bill 5399. Wants to reduce the state income tax from 4.25 to 3.9, which is, by the way, folks, in our state constitution. This would offer relief to Michigan families and stimulate the state's economy. This proposal follows the temporary decrease last year, which dropped it to 4.05. However, it was deemed temporary by Attorney General Dana Nessel and the Court of Claims, a judge. Martin criticizes the return to the 4.25% caused by the Democrats, highlighting that potential economic growth could come from lowering it by 3.9% to 3.9%. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Honey, 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 sugar, sugar, sugar. I love that song. Man, that triggers some memories, doesn't it? Trucker Randy here, final segment, hour number two. And yes, I mute my mic when I sing with the songs, the music intros. I don't put you through the pain of hearing me sing out of tune. If I sang out of tune, would you walk out on me? See, I don't want that problem, so... That's from a song, too. Democrats have enacted tax reliefs. Governor Gretchen Whitmer talked about it in a state address last night. They quintupled the earned income tax credit, five times increase. They also phased out the pension tax. Those are all things that she talked about, you know, putting $1,000 back into seniors' pockets. Well, State Representative Martin contends that his plan fulfills a 2007 promise to lower the tax rate, a viewpoint that is shared by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. You see, here's what happened back then. State of Michigan had a state income tax of 3.9% pursuant to the amended 1963 state constitution. 3.9 is what our income tax should have been for the state's income tax ever since 2007. Well, under the failed leadership of the absolutely fiscally irresponsible governor, Democrat Jennifer Granholm, they couldn't balance the budget. At the time we had a Senate majority leader, I was calling my cousin Mike Bishop. We're not related. Mike Bishop, as Senate Majority Leader in the Senate, said, Governor, we're not passing your budget. The clock struck midnight on September 30th of 2007. And guess what? The government shut down. They stopped the clock in the House at 11:59. They literally turned the power off to the clock. They went through the night working out a, quote, deal, end quote. You know what the deal was? We're going to raise our state income tax from 3.9 to 4.35. Majority Leader Mike Bishop didn't want to do it, but the government was shut down. I couldn't buy my license plate renewal there in Okemos, outside of Lansing, where I was parked in my semi-truck sleeping in the parking lot because my license plate had expired at midnight. I forgot to renew it before I left Michigan. I get a call from my dispatcher. Randy, you got a problem. Yeah, what's that? We haven't got your license plate renewal yet. Your license plate expires at midnight on September 30th, 2007. Oh, crap. Totally forgot one of the bills I left on my desk at my office when I left home. Okay, so what do I got to do? Deadhead to Lansing? I had company checks with me. Great Lakes Cargo was the name of my company. Had corporate checks with me. Looked, I had one left. So I filled it out. I called Vicky. She told me the bill amount. I filled it out. I drove to Lansing, deadheaded actually. Got there, slept in their parking lot on the 30th. So when they opened up the next morning, I could walk in and buy my plate. 9 o'clock, I tried to go, and the doors were locked. Then they taped up a note on the window. State government has been shut down until further notice. I'm like, what? Called my dispatch, said, what the heck is going on? Well, they couldn't pass a budget at midnight last night, so they shut it down. They hope to have it worked out here in the next hour or two. I think it was 11 o'clock, 10:30. Finally, they took the sign down and opened the doors. There's only one problem. I already had my check filled out for $1,800. That's how much it costs to renew a license plate for a semi-truck for the year. I was apportioned in all 48 states and Canada. One problem. Part of the budget package, increased license plate fees for truck drivers. I had one corporate check left with me in my cab. I had already filled it out for $1,800. You know what I did? I crossed out $1,800 and turned it into $2,100 and initialed it and handed it to the woman. She goes, I can't accept that. I'm like, excuse me? I can't accept that. You crossed it out. I crossed it out and replaced it with the proper amount and initialed it. Call my bank and see if they'll honor my corporate check. She picked up the phone. She called my bank. She said, yes, they'll accept it. So I asked her point blank. So exactly when did you become a bank expert? Oh, that's right. You're not. Did you learn something just now? If you cross out something on a check and initial it, it'll still go through the clearinghouse. Increased license plate fee for that year was $300 to balance the budget and increase the state's income tax from 3.9 to 4.35 with a kiss and a promise that when the state got financially back on its feet, they would lower it back to 3.9. Do you know what Governor Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly did when they got us back on firm footing? They lowered it to 4.25. They've been screwing us, the people of the state of Michigan, since 2007. Just so. And our today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed.